Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the weekly outlook for the grain markets. Today is Tuesday, September the 5th. Right now, starting off on Tuesday after the holiday, corn's up 3.5 to 4 cents. Beans are up almost 20 cents. Wheat's up 6 in Chicago. Strong day. We've got crude oil up $1.29. U.S. dollar is back down almost a half a cent to 92 cents. The metals are strong, all adding to the strength in the grains. This week's going to be about two things. It's going to be about North Korea, and it's going to be about Hurricane Irma. Depending on where this hurricane goes, if it goes up through Florida straight up into the Carolinas, it's going to cause more damage, more delays, and more problems out there. And that's partially what's behind the stronger grain prices here today. In addition, the world is certainly concerned about North Korea, what they're going to do, what President Trump's going to do, and how we're going to handle this thing. So certainly the world has two major influences out here. They're going to influence this market this week. Again, I believe we've made our lows in these markets. We had a recommendation midweek last week to get long some grains, and we're sticking with those positions. We believe that the lows, at least for a while, are in here, and that we can see some higher prices. The export sales this morning were a little bit light. Beans 644, wheat 252, the corn 798. We did have some more sales this morning, 146 tons to Mexico of corn, 136 beans to China. So we're continuing to see some export business out here. I would expect that the weekly numbers will be pretty stout, but you'd expect them to be pretty good this time of year. So we'll see if the funds want to chase in their short positions. Looks like they've probably done most of it in the beans in here, some of the corn, some of the wheat. It's hard to have an exact idea, but I still think they're short probably a little bit of corn, wheat, and beans in here. So I think the outlook for the week looks fairly strong, and that we can ultimately see some higher prices. Have a good week. Thank you for your time.